Other people love to give you advice about advertising. They'll tell you exactly where to spend your dollars, but when it comes time to write the check, they're not there. I'm going to share all the advice that I've been given on advertising today and just touch on some places that I've advertised that have been really successful for my business. And I think it's also really important to discuss the fact that all advertising works, but all advertising might not be for all businesses. This is the Small Business Hustle. Welcome, welcome to the Small Business Hustle. And hello, hello, I'm Molly B., your host and owner of MJ's Market, a small general store in South Dakota. This is a weekly podcast where we discuss operating a small business. Hi, thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad that we get to talk about advertising today and advertising advice I've received, advertising advice that maybe is helpful and maybe isn't. I like to share a quote. So here's the quote for today. Failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently. And that was Henry Ford. And I love that quote because it takes something negative, which would be failure, and it twists it into something positive. So I think that's why I like that quote so much is that failure is an opportunity as opposed to this is just the end of the world and everything's going to crash and burn and it's so horrible. So today I wanted to share with you some advertising advice and different discussions about advertising. It's important that we mention a couple things about this advertising. Today, we're talking about advertising that has worked for my retail brick and mortar business. So I have a small local business and it is a physical location. I do not have a website for ordering. I do not have any kind of website, an e-commerce type options to buy. Okay. So all this advertising is with the caveat that I have a local business, a place where you can come in and buy stuff. So not talking about, anything e-commerce or service business either. We do have just products and merchandise for sale. So this is going to be different for a service business. So one of the things that I would like to point out is that I am still new at my business and new at everything. I've been doing a lot of things my whole life, but that doesn't mean I'm an expert in all things, but I am an expert at my own business. And so that's what I wanted to share with you is things that have been working for me, things that have been going well for me, and then give you a chance to kind of, the goal of today is just to spark your imagination about things that you could do to change or tweak your advertising, to really focus on those different things that you could do. And I'm just going to touch on some of the different advertising mediums that I have used. And then also I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the resources that I have utilized that have been really helpful. So, So first of all, you have to be consistent, which I am going to admit is very, very hard. You can't do something once and then say, oh, it didn't work. It's not any good because you did it once. Like you might get lucky and you do something once and it's amazing and you knock it out of the park, but that is not normal. Okay. So I would say that it is possible to, this is what it is. All advertising works, but not all advertising works for all businesses. Okay. So you need to find an advertising that fits for your business and make a plan to stick with it. And I would say for 3 months, you need to do the same consistency for 3 months before you can throw it out the door. And so what that means is if you're doing, like social media and let's say you're doing posts and you're doing it, once a week, I would say maybe is a low consistency, but at least you're being consistent for 3 months. You need to do it every single week for 3 months. I post on our business Facebook page I pretty much post almost every day. I have missed a few. And then I post up to maybe four times a day. So anywhere from one to four times a day. I try to hit three times a day consistently. But, you know, I also run a small business. And so things are tough. But I can say because of that consistency and because I've consistently been posting on a regular basis that I have movement and that I do have engagement on my Facebook page for my business. So again, you need to find a fit that works for your business. You need to be consistent and you need to challenge yourself to new mediums. And I understand that new mediums can be really intimidating, but then you need to put in the work to go and find resources to teach you. And that doesn't mean that they even have to be paid resources. There's a lot of really good stuff out there. I've utilized SBA.gov and score.org because they both have a lot of really great resources. They have webinars, online courses. You can also get set up with local workshops depending on where you are. They may have more or less of those available. And so you need to put in that extra work to learn how to utilize these different mediums. So first, I'm going to just talk about radio, which is kind of what led me to the confidence to do the podcast. I've wanted to do the podcast since way before my business, but I guess I didn't realize that I had the potential to actually make it happen and work. So what happened is longtime radio guy comes into my store and he's talking to me for a little bit and he said, well, I think you should do a live interview once a week. So I'm thinking like 30-second ads or you know, just the little canned ads they put on the radio. But he says, no, you should do this interview. It would be a live interview. And I mean, I know in that moment, like I'm sure my face gave away my feelings of, that's terrifying. I don't want to do that. I don't want to get on the radio. What would I say? What would I do? I don't know. But I also knew I'd been listening to this guy forever. And if he's saying to do this, I'm not going to tell him no. Like he knows his business. That's what he does. So I went ahead and did the live interviews. And I would say, I don't think we got much of a response for about 3 or 4 weeks. But then after that, it was just like an insane flood of people coming into our business saying that they had heard me on the radio. Now, live interviews are not going to be for everyone. Like if you are somebody who is just very, very analytical and very, very boring, like that's great. We have a purpose for you in society, but it might not be on the radio. So, you know, just be thinking about whether it's right for you. And maybe there's someone in your business who would be better fit or a better suit to take that and have that character. But even if you're not going to do live interviews, maybe your radio stations don't offer that. What might be a really good fit is getting a nice, like there's a business in town that just has a fun little jingle that they got made. And it sticks with you. It's a great jingle. And so that's something to not devalue that. And I actually had somebody tell me, oh man, radio's dead. Nobody's doing radio. And I'm like, well, it's my probably most successful advertising. I'm going to say I couldn't be 100% sure, but it's got to be like number one or number two for my most successful advertising for my business. So that is not true. So if people are telling you, oh man, radio's dead, either they weren't doing it right or it wasn't right for their business, but it certainly isn't dead because it has been fantastic for me and it's been fantastic for my business. Now, I have done some TV ads, but only around the holidays because I was part of a business group that offered. What they did is we bought one large package and they allowed us to split it with multiple businesses within the group. And so we just got a 15-second spot. And then that went really well for me. I did get feedback that customers had seen that. But I don't think for my business, the cost would be feasible if it wasn't for that business group. So that's another situation where you can get in with those business groups and find out what kind of things you guys can do as a collaborative and together. You might not be as big as Walmart, but together you can make a bigger impact than if you're on an island by yourself. So, okay. So the other really delightful part of talking about any kind of social media platform is that it's so much more confusing and less straightforward than like radio and TV. Algorithms are designed to show people what they like and what they interact with. So that doesn't mean that if somebody's following your business, that they will see everything you put out there. For myself, I'm like a process video fanatic. I just can't help it. I look at these videos of like the time lapse where they're doing this thing and it's really interesting and I just have to watch it. And the social media platforms know that and they show me those way more often than they show me anything else. But you know, like a graphic, like just a static graphic, I don't really look at those. I don't really engage with them. And so they don't show me that because all they want to do is put me in a bubble and only show me what I'm interested in so that I will stay on their platform so that they can continue to advertise to me. So it's really important that you realize that, first of all, as a user, and second of all, as a advertiser or as a business on the platforms. So you have to come up with different kinds of content and test those. If you make a graphic, let's say you go on to Canva and you make a graphic, and on that graphic, you put information about your business and you just do that every day for that 3 months or every week for that 3 months, however often you do it. But you're not getting results. That doesn't mean that taking a photo wouldn't get you a result because the algorithm knows the difference. So maybe if you have a photo of you at the business or of the things you offer at the business, that might get different traction than the graphics. And further still, live videos will get different results and regular videos will get different results. Those are all different. The other thing that I think is really important to do as a business is to be a part of the community. So if there is, you know, a social media community type page, to go on there and just be helpful. Don't go try to sell. Just go be helpful. And if you are helpful on there, you will have more opportunities open up to you in order to either share your business posts when you do want to sell. But going out and just being a part of the community is one of the first things to do to get some of that engagement built up. One of the places that I was really uncomfortable with was digital marketing and advertising digital, other than social media, right? It's like a different thing if you're on social media, but when you're going to advertise on Google, you're going to advertise on Yelp, those are totally different mediums that required a different comfort level for me. And so I really had to, I had to learn and I had to do something that was very uncomfortable and like, what does this mean? What does that mean? And it was a very slow process, but I've had a lot of good results so far. I've done Google longer and so I've had more results from Google and I just started Yelp and then I'm going to be looking into a few other mediums. But I think the problem with why a lot of small businesses don't go after those is because they don't feel comfortable. But guess what? Google really wants you to advertise on their platforms and so they will make it easy. There are trainings and like webinars out there that you can join so that you'll feel more comfortable and confident advertising on Google. And then same with Yelp. They'll have people who will reach out to you and help you. And so, it's just something that you need to kind of break that bubble and get out there and try. Print. So print is a really interesting medium. There's newspaper, direct mail. You could go into, you know, I think probably a lot of small businesses aren't doing a lot in magazines unless it's like a local tourism type magazine. But yeah, so what works for newspaper? What works for direct mail? I've had people tell me direct mail flyers are terrible. There's no point in doing that. And I just laughed all the way to the bank because I had a fantastic result with my direct mail. I put together a very, very thoughtful flyer that had really deep discounts and good deals because I thought if I'm going to spend this much money to mail this out, I want to make people tempted to come in and buy this stuff. And it was a fantastic result. I had such a great impact from that direct mail flyer. And newspaper for me has been a little bit hit and miss. So I'm still working out what works for me in that and what doesn't. But I can tell you that print is a great medium depending on your business and depending on what you're going to put on that. If you're going to send out a direct mail flyer and you're just trying to get awareness, then don't be upset when you didn't put an offer on there and people didn't come hunt you down for the offer. You know, really be thinking about what is it that I'm offering? What is it that I'm doing? And how am I providing that? I think this one is like the dark horse. This is the one that a lot of people are not thinking about doing for promotion and advertising. And these are some of the cheapest and most beneficial ones to do, which is charity events and community events. So our town has a festival of trees. There's an egg hunt. We have parades. We have Halloween events. There's also summer events. A lot of communities have the downtown music type situations where they kind of have like an event once a week in the summer months, maybe music playing, stuff like that. All of those types of things, figuring out how you can incorporate those into your business. A lot of them for us are free. They just want the participation by the businesses, but some of them are, it's a nominal fee. So the biggest thing they take is your time. But they can be really great in getting in front of the community. I mean, think if everybody from your community gets together in one place and you can be like, hi, I have a business, and you're going to be in front of all of them. Why wouldn't you do that? And why wouldn't you try to plan in order to do that? So definitely don't downplay the value of being involved. Okay. It is so important to be involved in your community, to be involved in those community social media pages, and then also to really put in the learning, because that is definitely an important piece of taking on these new mediums that you might not feel comfortable with. So, all right, guys, those are a few of the advertising pieces that I have experienced, and I would love to hear anything that you have to share with me. And thanks, and you guys have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for joining me this week on the Small Business Hustle. Hey guys, make sure you subscribe so that you catch us next week. We're going to continue to talk about small business, and we're going to continue to spread positivity. So I would love to hear any of your comments or feedback about this podcast or things that I can do to help serve you. Why not?